some Blades Hockey Talk with Joey Bunton, who's been around Owatonna for a few seasons now and does a great job getting out in the community, taking some pictures, which, as I understand it, will be a topic to come up here as well. But, Joey, is it hard to believe this is kind of your final days, your final weeks of playing junior hockey here in town?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think it's really set in yet, but I know it's coming, and I'm not happy about it, but...
The time you've been here, though, hard to include it all in a single comment, but what are you going to cherish? What are you going to miss? What have you enjoyed about being here in Owatonna and being part of the team?
I mean, just all of it. I don't really have any complaints. Like, this team has such a family environment that I'm going to miss for the rest of my life, and that I'll know that I played on one of the coolest teams I could have.
And you've been a part of course, setting that culture, being here for three seasons. What can you say about that? So many guys coming together from different parts of the country, different parts of the world to play. What makes junior hockey special?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's just getting to meet all these guys from every corner of the globe. I mean, I think we have like 8 foreigners this year, and it's really cool hearing all the different languages and getting to know how they all live back home and what they think of it here. So it's always cool to see.
We're talking after the most recent game being a thrilling, exciting shootout victory over the Squatch, a team that's sitting in second place in the division as we're talking here. That's a big win when it comes to the X's and O's and success on the ice. That was a huge win. Comment about that game.
I mean, that was a fun game. I mean, we had a great first period. Second, we kind of let off the gas a little bit, but we got back into it, got that third goal in the third, and then... Overtime is always stressful, and then the shootout was awesome.
Yeah, I think you had an assist on that tying goal then with just a few minutes to go, right? How did that play come and go in your mind?
The puck squirted out to me down in the corner. I tipped it back up to the point to Durs, and he put it on net, and Adam tipped it in, and that was just relieving to get that third one in.
And then a great celebration in the shootout, winning it on Pribula's goal. I think that was his first goal of the season, and he does it in a shootout, if I've got my records right.
I'm not sure. I didn't even know that.
How about the celebration, though, to pick up a big win like that?
That was awesome. It was fun to kind of dogpile in right on the glass in front of everybody. So, yeah, that was fun.
What do you feel the team can do in the playoffs, or what will it take to have success in the playoffs, knowing there's still a little bit of regular season to go? But just what about that topic?
I think our main priority right now is just getting these regular season games in and hopefully getting them in the win columns. Mm-hmm. But I think we can make a pretty deep run for playoffs.
Not too long ago, saw the note that University of Kentucky, for you to play, would it be considered club hockey then?
Yes.
There? So talk about how that opportunity comes along and how exciting that is.
I reached out to them because they have my major, which is hard to find. And they talked to me. They said they'd love to see me skate. And so I went down there one weekend and I skated with them. And they said they would like to have a spot for me. And so I took it. I'm excited for it.
University of Kentucky. Someone was telling me that the hockey does draw crowds, but you play at strange times. What is the hockey going to look like there for you?
I've heard that their environment is electric, and yeah, they play at midnight. So I mean, I think that'll be fun. And
why on earth do they play games at midnight?
I have no idea, but it gets everybody out there, so I'm happy to do it.
Did you see what the arena or what the arena looks like? Building looks like you'd play in.
Yeah, I skated there, and okay. It's an older rink, that's for sure, but it's a cool little barn. It's not anything of the quality that we have up here. I mean, that's just Minnesota, and mm-hmm. Kentucky is considered the South. So, but for the South, I'd say it's a pretty cool rink. I mean, it's got the kind of the vintage vibe to it. I like it.
Neat. And a club hockey season, is it a long season? Who will you play? Do you know those kind of things?
I know it's just a little shorter than our season. That's about it. I'm not really sure on the opponents yet. I do know Louisville is their biggest rival.
I guess that's not surprising to hear that. You mentioned your major. What is the major you're getting into, Joey?
I'm hoping I get into it's digital design or digital media design, and so I'm waiting to hear back on that application. And it's basically film, photos, and graphic design and stuff like that.
Okay. What sparked your interest in that? And I know you've done some photography for Steele County Times and maybe some other things, but where did that interest come from?
I've just always love making stories as a kid. I used to write books and stuff, but I'm dyslexic, so the writing was never that great. So I found a camera for the first time, and I really enjoyed it, and I haven't been able to stop since.
Well, exciting stuff for you, Joey. I wish you the best as you move on here. It's been great getting to know you. Congratulations and good luck.
Thanks, Roy.